Deborah and Phoebe were zebras and zebras. The black stripes were Phoebe's, the white stripes were Deborah's. They had lots of friends who looked just the same way, but they argued all night, and they argued all day with the zebras with white stripes on satin black skin, and the zebras, black bands on white hides, were all kin. They couldn't agree, though they argued much more, so they looked for a quagga to settle their score, for a quagga was zebra at front, horse behind, and they wanted to give it a piece of their mind, but on reaching the Cape it was many years gone, and 'twas only in pictures the beast lingered on. The colour-blind lion sees grass and no horses, when zebras run fast on all manner of courses, lions coming and going, and clashing quite madly, that lions make sense of exceedingly badly. So African horses escape from the pride, when a nag that was plain would be chased till it died. An American said that the zebra's a horse, and the Englishman with him replied, yes, of course, but a zebra's a zebra, as Englishmen know, and wherever there's one, then the other will go. The Yank snorted Webster, the Brit, Dr. Johnson, then neither would talk more than Gloria Swanson. So Phoebe the zebra and Deborah her friend will be black and white somethings from now till the end.